So you open the mail, there's a CP14, and the number on it is not the number on your return. It's higher. Or it acts like a payment you made never happened.
Right. And the first thing to understand is what a CP14 actually is. It's a computer summary of your IRS account. Nobody looked at it. Nobody compared it to your return. It printed on a schedule.
Which means an error on it is
routine and usually provable.
Five of the seven reasons a CP14 comes out wrong are posting errors you can document with a bank statement or a confirmation number.
Okay, so before anything else, do I pay it?
Pay the part you agree with. Dispute the rest in writing. Those are two separate actions, and people collapse them into one.
Say more about why you pay part of it.
Because disputing does not stop the clock. Interest and the failure to pay penalty keep running on whatever you genuinely owe until the account is actually corrected or paid. A dispute that exists in your head protects nothing.
That's the part I'd get wrong.
Most people do. And the flip side? Never pay a balance you can prove you don't owe just to make the letter go away. Getting an overpayment back out of the IRS can take months.
Let's do the seven reasons, fast.
1. Your payment crossed in the mail. Something you paid in the last 2-3 weeks just isn't reflected yet. 2. And this is the big one for self-employed and gig filers. Your payment posted to the wrong tax year or the wrong payment type.
Wait, back up. How does that even happen?
Direct pay makes you pick a reason from a drop-down. Balance due, estimated tax, extension, and then a tax year. You pick 1040 ES 2026 when you meant balance due 2025, and your money is sitting as a stranded credit on a different year. The CP14 bills you like you never paid.
So the money's not gone. It's just filed in the wrong drawer.
Exactly the right way to think about it. 3. Estimated payments or withholding never got credited. Joint estimated payments and then you file separately? Couples hit this constantly. The IRS credits it to one spouse's account and the other return comes up short.
4?
4 is the honest one. Penalties and interest. Sometimes the number is technically correct, it's just bigger than your return said. If you filed late, the failure to file penalty runs 5% of the unpaid tax per month, up to 25%. That's 10 times the 0.5% monthly failure to pay penalty. And interest compounds daily on top of both.
5, 6, 7. And then I want to get to the transcript.
5. The IRS changed your return under its math error authority. Miskeyed dependent SSN, a credit it recalculated. You'd normally get a CP11 explaining it, but the bill and the explanation don't always show up together. 6. A payment got reversed or moved, bounced, traced to someone else, reapplied to an older debt. You typically see a CP60 first. 7. You don't recognize the year at all, which can follow an identity theft return or a substitute return the IRS prepared for you.
And on that last one, don't pay.
Don't pay a cent on a year you don't recognize until you've confirmed what was actually filed under your social. One scope note too. CP14s go to individuals. If it's your business return, you're in the CP161 series. Different fixed paths.
Okay, transcript.
Your account transcript is the authoritative record, not the notice. The notice is a snapshot. The transcript shows every transaction with a date and a code, which is what you need to find the error.
Give me the codes.
Code 150 is the tax your return assessed. Code 806 is withholding credited. The 600 series, 610, 660, 670, those are payments posted. Code 276 is the failure to pay penalty. Code 196 is interest.
So 150 assessed, 806 withholding, 600 series payments, 276 penalty, 196 interest.
That's it. Add the credits, subtract from the assessments, and you've got the IRS's math in front of you.
And there's a second step you mentioned earlier.
The cross-year check. Pull the transcript for the year before and the year after the notice year. A payment missing from the CP14's year usually isn't lost. It's sitting as a credit on the adjacent year, waiting for a transfer request. That 10-minute check resolves more wrong amount cases than any phone call.
Say I ignore this. What actually happens?
The sequence is automated, and it does not care whether you're right. CP14 is the first bill. No enforcement power yet. Cheapest place to fix an error. Then CP501 and CP503, reminder bills, roughly 5 weeks apart. Same wrong number with more penalties stacked on. Then CP504, notice of intent to levy. Your state tax refund can be seized, and a federal lien becomes a live risk.
Over a number that might be partly fictional.
Partly fictional, yes. Then LT11, or Letter 1058, the final notice. 30-day clock on your collection due process rights, Form 12153. You can still raise the error there, but now you're arguing it under pressure instead of fixing it with a letter.
And 2026 makes this worse, the article says.
The IRS workforce was cut roughly 27% in 2025. So reaching a human to fix a posting error takes longer, while the notices and levies never slowed down. The correction queue is slow. The escalation queue is not.
Options. And I want the costs.
Every one of these fixes is free. The IRS doesn't charge a fee to correct its own posting error. Written dispute with copies of your proof, never originals, costs nothing. Payment transfer request. You need the date, amount, and confirmation number. Nothing. Penalty abatement. Nothing to file.
Penalty abatement. Walk me through that.
First-time penalty abatement can remove failure to file and failure to pay penalties if your prior 3 years were clean. Filed and paid on time. Starting summer 2026, there's the new Automatic Exemption from Penalty, AEP, which applies similar relief automatically with no request. Outside those, Form 843 is the vehicle for reasonable cause. Illness, disaster, things genuinely beyond your control.
And here's the trap, right? Because in the worked example in this article...
Yeah. Gig driver, 3 years unfiled, files 2024, gets a CP14 for $8,900. There's a $1,200 direct pay payment sitting on 2025 by mistake. Transferring it recomputes everything and drops the balance, about $1,575. But first-time abatement can't touch the remaining penalties because 2022 and 2023 are still unfiled. Clean 3 years means filed, too.
So the order matters.
The order changes what's available to you. Returns first, then penalties, then the balance. Transfer the payment before you ask for abatement. File the old years before either.
And once the number's actually right?
Short-term plan gives up to 180 days with $0 set up. $50,000 or less can go streamlined, up to 72 months online. Setup fee applies, and it's lowest with direct debit. Balances of $10,000 or less generally fit the guaranteed installment agreement. Interest keeps running on all of them.
What can somebody do today?
Two things on the notice. Find the pay-by date in the top corner. It runs from the notice date, not the day it hit your mailbox, typically 21 days, 10 business days if you're at $100,000 or more. Then find the billing summary that splits the total into tax, penalties, and interest. Circle the line that doesn't match your records. That's your dispute.
And gather?
The filed return for that year, every payment confirmation and bank statement, and your account transcript from your online account. If it's one misapplied payment and you've got the confirmation number, that's a do-it-yourself call. Patience with hold times is the real cost.
And when it's not that simple?
Multiple unfiled years, payments scattered across tax modules, a dispute that's already outlasted two notices. Identity theft, or a wrong amount plus a genuine can't pay problem. Send us a photo of the notice and your payment records. An enrolled agent will trace where the IRS's number came from and map what's actually disputable. Free, before the pay-by date passes. 888-825-7779, or the two-minute form.
Before that date, Not after.
Before. It's the cheapest stage there is.